Israelis. ¿Entendido? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Los Israelis.
So now, what was it that brought Jordan into the conflict at 67? Because then...
They had no other choice. Mm-hmm. They had no other choice. Because after all, he is an Arab command. He led the Arab command. And you have also your duty towards sister state.
Uh-huh.
How would you appear for your people? Syria or Jordan? Directly involved.
Okay.
How can you? It will be a deadly mistake for the head of state, either Syria or Jordan, not to enter the war.
Okay.
You will hold them responsible for the. You will have a coup here and there.
Because
it wasn't easy.
Okay.
Listen, that's what happened to Iraq the other day. When things reached a kind of suicide, people said no to America. Mm-hmm. And no to the Arab heads of states if you do not help Iraq.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So the immediate neighbors, all the Gulf, people stood as one man saying no to America.
Okay.
And this time it's sweet. Same thing, I mean, there is an awareness among peoples in the Arab world. They may look patient, but once they find a threat coming to the area, they stand up and say no.
Yeah, okay.
So I think this was it.
Okay, was Jordan ready for that conflict? Or,
he had one command. One Arab command, Egypt, Jordan, Syria, and one commander, Egyptian, Mullah Riyad, charge.
Okay.
But the whole thing, in charter, international law, the precedents, and all these things, this did not happen.
But that didn't happen.
Actually, when we raised the question of the duty of the United Nations and UN, to the United States, to know what the lesson. We will not do the same thing here. And they insisted on having Americans insisted on having no withdrawal. In 242, first step was withdrawal. After, and this was taken unanimously.
In the Security Council?
In the Security Council.
Okay, okay.
All members were for it.
Yeah, okay.
And in the interpretation of 242 for its adoption, before this was adopted, George Brown, the author of George Brown, head of foreign ministry, North Carolina, the head of delegation. Now, what did Mr. Brown say? George Brown said at the 1529 plenary meeting of the assembly, same thing in the Security Council before the assembly, following the session, I said the following most important thing with the 242 resolution for its adoption. He said, I would like to repeat what I said when I was here before. Britain does not accept war as a means of settling disputes, nor that a state should be allowed to extend its frontiers as a result of war. This means that Israel must withdraw. But equally, Israel's neighbors must recognize its right to exist, and it must enjoy security within its frontiers. Not what they took, what it was.
Yeah.
What we want, what we must work for in this area is a durable peace, the renunciation of all aggressive desires, and an end to policies which are inconsistent with peace. Now, this is the explanation of Britain to its resolution.
That's right, okay.
The other 14 members, including the United States, supported this.
Yeah.
And if you want any rival, everyone, what he said.
Mm-hmm.
What he said.
Okay.
It so happened, I had this coincidence, but I have it before me now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's excellent. Well, now, you were there at the UN, so what was Jordan's position at the time in the discussions on this resolution on 242?
Identical with the other Arab states.
Uh-huh.
Insisting on America to abide by what it said before adoption, to take a just stand, to see that the law prevail, the charter prevail, and not to play games which will affect the future of the nation.
Right.
This was said time and again.
But was there agreement amongst the Arab states on recognizing Israel? Because that's a
at that time
part of it. Yeah.
No.
No. Okay. So there wasn't, there was agreement on a portion of 242, but not on the whole thing.
Agreement on withdrawal.
On the withdrawal part. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And agreement about other elements in the resolution, yes.
Yeah.
But it starts with 242 withdrawal.
Withdrawal, okay.
Withdrawal was number one.
Yeah.
Because you cannot, at the point of the gun, sign an agreement. You speak under duress.
Yeah.
It has no legal value. You change the situation as it was before the 5th of June war, and then everything can be settled.
I see. Okay, so you wanted withdrawal first before agreeing to anything else.
What I want, this 242 wants.
Yeah.
242 wants.
So did Jordan play a role in writing any of the language of the resolution?
This 242.
Did Jordan play a role in writing the language?
Of course.
Okay.
I had the meetings of the different foreign ministries of the United States. The United States was the one who could make it or break it.
Uh-huh.
The power, which has the power.
Yeah.
Because the U.S. was sponsoring Israel. In these meetings, which I have here,
okay,
there were two camps. U.S. Israel, U.S. Israel France.
I didn't understand that. The United States and Israel, and what was the other camp?
The United States was defending the right of Israel.
Yeah.
USSR and France were defending the right of the Arabs.
Oh, okay, I see. That's the split.
Yeah.
USSR and France defending the rights of the Arabs, and on the
USA, UK.
The United States and Great Britain.
And
where was China on this issue?
There was no China.
It was
Taiwan.
It was Taiwan.
Yes,
still
Taiwan
at that
was
point.
Following the United States.
Okay, so at that point, then China was on the on that side of the issue. Okay.
No, they were getting the stick from the middle. You want to hear what they said?
So this is the document. These are your notes from the meeting.
this is my notes from the private meeting that took place.
Okay.
In private meeting that took place in behind closed doors.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Not the UN.
Yeah, right,
not
right.
The UN.
Uh-huh.
Here, stop me if you want. India, you know what India said?
Okay, what, this was a meeting that you had with India?
This is the meeting. No, this is, these are the records of the United Nations.
Okay, this is in the
I have the meetings here separately.
Mm-hmm,
okay. Here, we said, we cannot accept or acquiesce in any decision that leaves our terrorists occupied by military conquest from the provision of withdrawal. He said, the Latin America resolution, whether they voted for the Latin America resolution, mind you, Jim, the Latin American resolution called on Israel to withdraw completely.
Mm.
We voted against it.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Why? Yeah. Why did Jordan voted against that?
All the Arab states.
Why was that?
Because it was there is something attached to it. Number two, what amounts to the words of the Argentina ambassador, because he was the one who championed this. Argentina.
Okay.
Argentina emphasized that contents of the text of the Latin American draft resolution submitted to the Assembly reads, one requests Israel to withdraw all its forces from all the territories occupied by it as a result of recent conflict.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
We trust that observance of the formula defined will achieve the ends that are being sought. It cannot be otherwise, since my delegation has always, speaking for Latin America, by the way, has always contended that no international order, as the representative of Brazil pointed out, can be based on threats or the use of force. Territorial arrangements cannot be endorsed or countenance unless they are achieved by peaceful means,
mm-hmm.
etc.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, Latin America. But we did not then it said, the second point I wish to refer to is that the right to live in peace within secure and recognized boundaries. We interpret this important expression really to mean the right to live secure within recognized boundaries, not changing borders.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And in one of the closed meetings, you know, at a certain stage, De Gaulle suggested that the four, big four, should meet and work out certain method, certain rules, which will be helpful to Yaring to continue his mission.
Oh, you're talking about helpful to Gunnar Yaring, who was keeping his mission.
Gunnar Yaring.
Mm-hmm.
He reached deadlock with the Israelis and the Arabs.
Yeah, right, okay.
So, De Gaulle from Paris sent message that let the big four meet and take steps to help Yaring. Agree on certain plan.
Okay. Now, big four, so China was not involved.
It was not a member. Not a permanent member. It was just plus one.
Okay.
They never accepted China as permanent member.
Mm-hmm.
Because permanent member, everybody knew, was the People's Republic of China.
Yeah, okay.
So China had no role before. And who recommended this? France and Johnson. And then, of course, Lord Caradon and the USSR.
Okay.
So this, the four met, had them to help.
Okay.
They ended up 242, resolution 242.
Okay.
And I said this in assembly, everybody laughed. I said, we are discussing 242. Our real problem is 242. UK, US, USSR, France. 2-4-2, two against two.
So, okay.
Yeah, so they did not. The problem with the big powers, they all had interests in our area.
Right.
And they all wanted to get the credit. Even if it gets spoiled, even if it destroys the mission of Yaring.
Mm.
If it does not help me in the area, I get the credit to heck with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I have good reason to believe that the United States was not encouraging Yaring.
Oh.
Wanted the credit to go to the US. And they wanted Henry Kissinger to be the shining star of America vis-a-vis the area.
Okay.
My personal view.
Okay.
Judging from what I experienced during this. So this question, the 15 members spoke the same language, Name anyone. I am here, Nigeria. Anyone?
Okay.
You find the same thing.
Okay. So despite the objections from Jordan or some of the other Arab countries, 242 was passed.
Jordan never objected to 242. It was taken by unanimous vote. We were not against 242.
Oh, you were not against 242.
We never, we Arab states, never, I mean, we directly involved, but there are certain states which are far away. Mm-hmm. They're working for stronger decision.
Mm-hmm.
But we, those that are directly involved, 242.
No, at that point, Jordan had gone off the Security Council, though, in 67. You were there in 65 and 66. Jordan went off the Security Council. Was there an Arab state or a member of the Security Council that Jordan could work through?
She was very brilliant to dig out this question. There was a gentleman agreement among all blocs, that the American bloc, an aligned bloc, European bloc, Asian bloc, socialist bloc. They all said, since the Arabs have 21 votes in the United Nations, they are entitled to a seat on the Security Council.
Yeah, okay.
All what they have to do, present their candidate, and we'll be vote for your candidate.
Yeah.
If you don't do so, you're not responsible, your problem.
Oh, okay.
So in 1967, this will make you very curious, but I didn't mention name, you will dig out, you'll find the names.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, you know, in September 66, they elect, not September, October, during the session.
Sure, yeah.
They elect the members of the non-permanent members.
Sure.
During the election, two Arab states ran for the one seat.
For the Security Council, yeah.
For the one seat allotted to the Arab area.
Two ran.
Two ran.
Which two were those?
That's why I said this. You raise the question, but you find out.
Uh-huh.
It will work. Two competing against each other.
Oh, they were competing against each other. Do you recall which the two countries were?
They sent the other blocks. Said to them, listen and look and think. Mm-hmm. Unless you bring one candidate, you lose this for Asia. Asia will get it. Who? We don't know. Unless you do. Think it over.
Right.
None of you will get it. You will not get it. You will not get it. And both were so confident, because members sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. they like to be nice. Don't worry.
Right.
Leave
yeah.
it to me.
Uh-huh.
But don't mean it. So maybe the United States were saying the same thing to both, I mean, to both candidates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they were both confident, and we were sure none will get it.
Mm.
The Arab bloc met, and everyone brought his evaluation. Who will vote for who?
Mm-hmm.
This, that.
Mm-hmm.
And we all reached, including myself. I was good at giving figures, contacting.
Mm-hmm.
We came with our report saying, none of you will get it. Till the last minute, one should withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
And very stubborn candidates said, we'll get it, I'll get it, you'll get it.
Okay.
So 1967 ended, because when the elections started, we had two candidates, and the one who won was Anishan, India.
Okay.
India took a seat.
Okay, so...
Because of the two Arab states, your friends.
So at that critical time in 1967, you did not have an Arab state on the Security Council.
At that critical time, we were like one had something covering his eyes,
mm-hmm.
couldn't see, didn't know where to go, because everything was cooked behind closed doors.
Okay.
We didn't know what was going on. Do you know that the first meeting, the President of the Security Council, much to say about the president, came to the council and said, look, we are now going to have consultation for a short while. Please stay seated till we come back.
Mm-hmm.
This was when the war started at 3:30,
mm-hmm.
3:10 according to Israel, 3:10 in the morning of the 5th, I mean after midnight.
Okay.
He said, he didn't convene the meeting because 20 minutes after the Israelis, Egypt submitted her complaint, requesting an urgent meeting
mm-hmm.
to condemn and.
Mm-hmm.
The president did not convene the meeting. War was going on.
Okay, so the president of the Security Council at that time was India.
No.
Oh, no. Who was the president?
Denmark.
Denmark was the president of the Security Council at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there was a request to convene the Security Council, but he didn't convene.
Immediately.
He didn't.
He convened it at 10, he said 9:30, but met at 10:30.
Okay.
And at 10:30, so 20 minutes, mm-hmm. said, I have a statement to make.
Mm-hmm.
I have a statement to make. And he made a statement in which he said, here it is now.
So the president of the Security Council was from Denmark. Do you have his name there?
Yes, yes, I have his name.
Uh-huh.
I have Tabor. But I'll give you the exact spelling in a minute.
Okay.
President, after hearing the members who wanted to speak, it appeared that the United States draft resolution would not get the required majority. Meanwhile, Gideon Raphael presented his letter of credit to the President of the Security Council, informing him that he has been accredited to represent Israel before the Security Council.
Okay.
In connection with the letter, dated 23 May 1967, from Canada and Denmark, document number so and so, he suggested, this is Raphael, that he be invited to participate in the council's discussion on this matter.
Yeah.
He was given the floor and made his statement, which included reference to the background against which the present military confrontation is taking place. He then said, there, this is, I know, how do you explain this? Out of the blue, it reflects malicious intention. There comes to my mind a very fitting sentence by the late Adlai Stevenson. When his country, United States, found itself threatened by Cuba, he said, here in the Security Council, this is what I'm saying, Security Council, quote, Stevenson, quoted by Raphael, were we to do nothing until the knife was sharpened? Were we to stand idly by until it was at our throat? I said here, this statement reflects malicious intention on the part of Israel, which led to the attack on 5 June. Why come? This is what was within his, you know, a new man coming, a new ambassador. He knew everything. He came with that to expose what Israel has in mind. Now, this, a president, this is the point I wanted to mention. President announced, this is on the 5th of June at 10:30. President announced, there are no more speakers on my list. No speakers, Israeli and the Egyptian, because Jordan was not 50 member. There are no more speakers on my list. But before adjourning the meeting, I wish to make a brief statement. This is the president, Tabor, T-A-B-O-R. He said, as a result of informal consultations among members of the Security Council, there appears to be general agreement to hold the next meeting on Monday, 5 June 1967 at 3 p.m. This is before the war. Monday at 3 p.m. Monday.
Yeah.
The war started on Monday. Not at 3, at 3 in the morning.
3 a.m.
Okay. On the understanding that members of the council will hold themselves available, listen to this, for consultations also over the weekend. Why? And for urgent meeting of the Security Council before Monday afternoon, in case there are new developments that may require the convening of the Security Council before Monday afternoon.
Okay.
Is he a prophet? How did he predict that? Case.
So the Israeli attacks didn't start until Monday, but he is saying on, this is on Friday,
yes,
that the Security Council members should be available.
Was he a prophet? Denmark. Now it says, urgent meeting of the Security Council before Monday afternoon in case there are any new developments that may require the convening of the Security Council before Monday afternoon. Mm. Then I hear no objection, so decided the meeting goes at 2:20 p.m. Mm. Mm-hmm. Now what happened? 5th of June, the President opened the meeting at 10:30, earlier than the time agreed upon, saying that it was supposed to be at, in the afternoon at 3 o'clock. He convened it at 10:30 in the morning, earlier, mm-hmm. in the morning. The representative of Israel to the United Nations informed me officially, he said,
yeah.
President speaking, in my capacity as President of the Security Council as follows. I have just received reports that Egyptian land and air force moved against Israel, and Israeli forces are now engaged in repelling the Egyptian forces. Mm-hmm. Since the early hours of this morning, yeah, we finished that. I have just received reports, he said, that Egyptian land and air force moved against Israel, and Israel forces are now engaged in repelling the Egyptian forces.
Okay.
This is Israel.
Yeah.
Since the early hours of this morning, fierce fighting has broken out between Egyptian air and armored forces, which moved against Israel under our forces, which moved against Israel, and our forces mm-hmm. went into action to contain them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The president continued. The Israeli permanent representative told me that he is wishing to make an urgent, listen to this, he didn't ask for a meeting. Uh-huh. He knows there will be a meeting at 3:30 in the mm-hmm. afternoon. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to have all this time for a war. Mm-hmm. Do you follow me? Mm-hmm. Am I clear?
Yep.
We had a meeting fixed on Friday at 3:30 on Monday. War started at 3 in the morning on Monday. Mm-hmm. Here he comes and saying what? What is he saying? That he is wishing to make an urgent communication about this to the Security Council when it was convened. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Relax, boys. Don't see at 3:30. I have something to see at 3:30. I'm under work, murdering, killing, destroying, victim, but don't meet. Mm-hmm. I speak at 3:30.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay.
The president added, here comes Egypt. At 3:30,
yeah.
20 minutes later, this morning, the permanent representative of the United Arab Republic informed me as follows. Israel has committed treacherous aggression against the United Arab Republic, etc.
Yeah.
It's Egypt.
Okay.
The President said, information which I have received from the Secretary General confirmed the exchange of fire. I have documents say that they informed the State Department that war started with Israel. By Israel.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow when we meet, I bring to you the text of the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
So now the President of the Security Council, that's important here, information which have been going on here since the early hours of this morning. President of the Security Council asked members of the Council to stay available because the recess will not last long. Here. He's saying to them, boys, stay here. We'll not stay long. Just a little consultation. Mm-hmm. You stay here, we're coming back. What happened now? War was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Consultation on what?
Okay.
Will not last long. some deputies of the Security Council members expecting the resumption of the meeting any minute, could not leave the Security Council chamber. The consultation, which was, you will not find this in books.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was watching with my own eyes.
Yeah, okay.
Which was supposed to last a short time, lasted 11 hours, during which the result of the war was almost determined.
So during those hours in which things began to go...
The war took 6 hours. Uh-huh. Not 6 days war, 6 hours. Uh-huh. It was almost over. Okay. Which arises what was going behind.
So still by this point, there was not a call for a ceasefire? The Security Council had not called for a ceasefire?
No,
yet?
Now comes the United States.
Uh-huh.
Now we're meeting. The United States came with a request for a ceasefire, which was not accepted by us. Many heads of the delegation advised the Arab States to present one candidate. This is about the candidacy. First, the peace agreement was behind closed doors. Here I'm saying that everything was discussed behind closed doors and agreed upon behind closed doors also, in the absence of the Arab party directly concerned. The Indian delegation did his very best to help. He played a constructive role all the time, but he couldn't foresee every development, nor was it possible for him to leave the meetings for consultation with the Arabs.
Okay, so none of the Arab states were within the discussions?
No.
Even though they were
directly involved.
Yeah. So it was a closed meeting of only the 15 members.
Only 15 members, yes.
Yeah.
Only 50 members.
Uh-huh.
We were out watching, hearing, whispering from here and there,
uh-huh.
which makes you more confused.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it went on for how many hours did they debate in behind closed doors?
Let us tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you the record itself.
Uh-huh.
100% sure.
Okay.
But there's an important point. Also, don't read the books.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching it with my own eyes. Mind you now, Israel didn't want urgent meeting. We'll speak at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
No rush. The U.S. Security Council started. The staff members of the United Nations, all those sympathetic with the Israelis, came down to give information about what the world is seeing. You see, it was very dark that day.
Very dark.
Yeah, it was.
The lights have just gone out?
We have your light, yes.
Yeah, we have.
And you are lighting also, shining.
Right.
Now, I think it's all over from here. Anyway, now, he came down with the radio, how do you call them? The radio that was
I was just going to give you a candle, that's good.
Came with radio transistors.
Uh-huh.
Came down.
Oh, okay.
We need one here when you arrange. Is it all over this section? Not our home only.
Okay, well, we can do it this way.
Very romantic, isn't it? You are planning
it's,
it.
Actually, that gives plenty of light.
It's okay. I'm not writing anyway.
Yeah. So now, when the Security Council was meeting and you were not able to be in the same room, where were you sitting? Were you in the...
waiting in the chamber.
In the consultation room, which is next to the...
In the main Security Council. Because the room was behind us there.
Oh, they were not even meeting in the Security Council
room? No, in private room. I said, behind closed doors.
Okay, so you were in the Security Council room, and they were off in the consultation chamber.
Exactly.
To the side.
Consultation room. I was in the chamber.
Yeah, okay, the consultation room, which is off to the side of the Security.
Exactly, behind.
So they were all meeting in there.
Yeah.
And you were kept waiting out.
Me and all the deputies.
And all the deputies.
Sitting. And no one wanted even to have a cup of coffee, afraid it will meet any minute. War was going on.
That's right, that's right. You didn't want to leave the room. Yeah.
So.
Oh, thank you. Okay, well, we need it. We have it.
Yeah.
So that must have been extremely frustrating.
He came down. This would could be disappointing. With the radio transistors spread in different corners of the delegates' lounge, here, there, and everywhere.
Okay.
And everyone, every ambassador, not members of the Security Council, every ambassador was coming, listening here. Oh, the Arabs are advancing. Israel is defeated. And he would come to us. Congratulations, my colleague. Mm-hmm. Victory for you, you are advancing. And we believe that, because there was no connection with our capitals. Nil. No connection, no fair, we call it.
Telex or
something. No telexes, no telephones, no telegraphs, nothing. For a few hours.
So you were listening to the radio.
So we were giving, we got our instructions from the radios. And the radio appeared later. It was planted to convey this kind of news. There was this station, I don't know whether I should mention the name, legally speaking, we discussed this. The radio station in New York. It gives the news all the time. All the time. Like that. Mm-hmm. Not always conveying the good news that the Arabs are advancing. And pile of telegrams came to U-Tent. You and Security Council, please save little Israel. Please save little Israel. Mm-hmm. So we were the victors, or we were the defeated. And you were the victims, while you were the victors. Is something useful.
Yeah.
Ellen?
Yeah. I was wondering if you
can do anything?
Yeah, exactly. About this. Can I do anything?
Is it outside also? Just
yeah, it's outside. It's all over the streets.
We have to live with this candle. Okay. And you are shining too.
Thanks.
Come sit here.
Do you
need anything?
We can borrow this.
No, yeah.
Take this.
Because the candle is working very well.
Do you like anything?
Go and listen to the TV.
Yeah, you can't.
I pulled your leg.
Okay, so how was a ceasefire finally reached?
The ceasefire was reached later. When they incorporated in it. Mm-hmm. This is the first step, withdrawal, the ceasefire, followed by withdrawal.
Yeah, okay.
And taking into consideration the rule of law that the rejection of the idea of acquiring territory by conquest or by force, and calling on Israel to withdraw, etc. Ceasefire came at a later stage, because the first draft submitted by the United States needed ceasefire. We said no. Why no? Because way back, 1949, 48. Mm-hmm. We had a ceasefire.
Yeah.
Then became the armistice line. It lasted 20, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, ceasefire with occupation, no. Withdrawal and ceasefire, yes.
Okay.
Am I clear?
Okay, right. So you didn't want to agree to a ceasefire at that moment because it would establish a new line.
Exactly.
That had included your territory.
Exactly.
So you wanted withdrawal first.
Said withdrawal followed by ceasefire.
Followed by
ceasefire. But ceasefire with withdrawal not requested, no.
Okay.
And it is legitimate. We had the experience. If you fool me once, shame on me.
Mm-hmm.
If you fool me twice,
mm-hmm.
shame on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in this case, we were fooled once.
Yeah.
We cannot be fooled a second time.
Yeah.